Monday! Open wide, dev fans!
Get ready
to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, node modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Let's get ready to syntax! In this Monday episode of Syntax, we're going to be talking about a new framework called EnhanceJS. You might be thinking, another new framework? Come on, guys. Well, this one's quite a bit different. It's a totally different approach. And I think if we're going to be loading up the world with different frameworks, and they even call this a standards-based HTML framework. So it's a big little difference there. So, you know, if we're going to load them up with the frameworks, we might as well have a bunch of really interesting different options to go with. This episode today is sponsored by two amazing companies, Sentry, Error and Exception Handling Tracking, and Sanity. With me, as always, is Wes Boss.
Hey, everybody.
Yo. Hey, Wes. What's up? I'm going to take a quick second to talk about Sentry here. Sentry is the perfect place to track all of your errors and exceptions and understand how your application is performing. And I say application because this works with just about anything you could possibly want. So it's not really dependent on your framework or your tools or anything like that. You just drop in their script, whether it's a Node app or a UI, and you can get all sorts of information like what kind of issues, how many bugs, what kind of things are happening in your application, in your UI, in your API. You can discover which of the routes in your application are the slowest and which are the fastest, how many crash-free sessions. You can attach errors and things to users. You can attach errors that are logged inside of Sentry to GitHub. You can do all sorts and more. So check it out at sentry.io. Use the coupon code TASTYTREAT, all lowercase, all one word, and you'll get 2 months for free. Thank you so much to Sentry for sponsoring.
We are also sponsored by Sanity. They are the place to put your content. If you're building a website or an app or literally anything and you need somewhere to put all that content, Sanity is the place for that. I like their website. It sort of breaks it down into three different pieces. They've got the content lake. That's such a good way to describe. Where do you put your data, all of your images, all your video, all of your everything? In the lake. They call it a content lake. I love that. So you use structured content to describe what your data looks like. Then you have another piece of the puzzle, which is Sanity Studio. This is the UI, the CMS that is used for editing your content. So Sanity has amazing APIs that you can literally hook up to it via anything, but there's also a amazing multi-user real-time UI for it called Sanity Studio, and that is totally customizable because it's built in React, and they have a great developer experience. That's the third thing here, is that they truly are I like to think they're a developer first company, but like there's also like the marketing folks and the lawyers love this thing as well. So check it out for your next project, sanity.io/syntax. That's going to get you double the free usage tier, and they got a whole bunch of starters on there as well. Thank you, Sanity, for sponsoring.
Sick. Cool. All right, let's talk about EnhanceJS. This is a new, they're calling it an HTML framework, but there is JavaScript involved here. And this is a web standards-based HTML framework designed to provide a dependable foundation for building lightweight, flexible, and future-proof web applications. It comes to us from the folks behind begin.com. I know Brian LaRue has a big hand in it. There's a number of contributors. Yes. Yeah, there's just recently a talk on it, which we can share as well in the show notes here. But basically, this is a project that allows you to essentially write web components in a nicer syntax, so to say, and then have a system for things like API routes utilizing what's effectively state and props, but not necessarily actually state and props. It's pretty interesting. And I think one of the key components about this thing is it's all HTML based. In fact, they have a router, like file based setup router. So this file-based router is very similar to what you'd expect with a Next.js-style router or anything like that. But inside of this router is only HTML files. So you can only write HTML. And it's just straight-up HTML. It's not, you know, JSX or MDX or whatever. It's not like augmented HTML. It's HTML. And the way it works is that you write your components inside of an elements folder, and you write your pages inside of a pages folder. Pages are all HTML. And then anytime you need a custom element, let's say you have a custom element, my header, you just name a file, my-header.mjs inside of the elements folder. Then without importing or anything like that, just within your HTML file, you just straight up use that component. And it knows where to look for it based on the
file. Based on the naming convention?
Yeah.
Love that.
So what it does is it basically offers a sort of a more modern way of working in web components here, while also having a full-on routing structure without getting bogged down with a ton of JS features. In fact, this is by no means like Svelte or React in terms of feature set, right? This is all web components-based stuff. So it's basically, you're authoring HTML, you're using web standards and web components, and then you're able to progressively enhance that HTML from there. So it's a really interesting platform, and we'll have some code snippets in the show notes, or we'll link to their docs here. But so one of the things is that when you work with the web components inside of the system, you end up having all single file components, one component per file. I prefer single file components at this point myself. But if you want to write single file components, you do so within a pure function, export default function, your component. That component gets passed a couple of things, which we'll talk about. One is the HTML function, and one of which is the state. Inside of state, there's two different types of state inside of here. One of which is attributes for string props, and then the other is a store for non-string props, like actual object and complex data shapes.
Does it allow you to set state, or is that outside the scope of what this does?
I believe that's outside of the scope. So,
because I think this is the same thing with Astro as well, where Astro doesn't have a state, is not a state management library, but there are lots of JavaScript libraries out there that can give you state. So you could just use one of those, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think that's where this is kind of lying. It's like, we're not shipping anything here. In fact, this is just kind of like a helper function to output actual components and give you things like SSR, which anybody who's worked in custom elements or you know, web components knows that SSR is a topic that people talk about in web components as being a thing that you probably need to use a system for. And so utilizing a system like this that's HTML first is pretty neat. And also what's kind of neat is that, you know, I never really liked the component syntax essentially for web components. And what this does is it puts it into a pure function instead, where you're returning an HTML like string function. You know how like you do with style components.
Yeah, tag template literal.
Tag template literal. And so you do that with an HTML tag template literal, and then you just write up straight up HTML inside of there. And then instead of using any kind of syntax for a templating language, there's no templating language, there's no JSX or anything like that, you're using string interpolation. So that's, you know, one important thing is there's no templating language. There's no features,
JavaScript
essentially.
JavaScript is the templating language. This is something anyone who's taken any of my courses that are not React will say, this is how West does it, because that's all we use. We just generate HTML with JavaScript, and we return a string. And if you have variables that you want to put inside of that, then you interpolate it. The one thing that we always have to do is we always have to go like scrub. What's the word for that? Purify. We always use DOM purify to take out any XSS thing. So I'm assuming that this framework does this for you. Very, very simple. I like it a lot.
There's a lot of really neat things in here. And I want to spend some more time with it to really, really dive into it because it's exceedingly simple, right? You have single file components. You have the HTML template tag literal. You have the ability to use slots and name slots just like you do inside of web components. And then you have state, which those of you who are coming from React or Svelte or Vueland will get a little bit confused by what's up with state and what's up with like quote unquote props, because there's no such thing as like props inside of this framework. End up what you have is state. And you might know is that you have in HTML and web components, you have data attributes, right? You can put attributes on HTML. You can't put complex objects and objects and arrays and stuff in data attributes. You can only put strings and Boolean type values, right? I guess they're just straight up strings, right? That you convert. So this is functions the same way, is that when you pass things as a quote unquote, what you would normally think of as a prop, it's really an attribute. And you can access that within the state.attrs, which are the attributes. Again, these are just the straight up HTML attributes. This is, it's funny because it feels like it's taking a shift away from thinking in React, but what it really is you're shifting into thinking about HTML and JavaScript and web components, which isn't necessarily a huge issue if you've spent any time with those. But if you've only been in React land your whole time, looking at this and saying attributes, why would they call that attributes? You know?
Yeah, that's what they're called in HTML, right?
Yeah. So you also have something called an enhanced store, which is the single source of truth of how you get access to complex data types like arrays and objects inside of your custom element pure functions. And this thing isn't, you know, it's called state.store, but it's not like it functions the same way as a React store or a Svelte store or anything like that. It's just for grabbing information. This is needed because basically, yeah, attributes are only strings. But also, you know, many of your projects that are using these API routes that are included in here to get information and get initial state to your application, that data is going to be passed in there directly into the store. So you'll be able to get information from the server side into your application just by accessing state.store. And like I mentioned,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So you don't even need an API. You could just literally JSON stringify it on the server. And you're up and running.
Yeah, totally. And what's neat is that in addition to, you know, web components base and keeping it very simple, there's also API routes, which is funny because everything is so, I don't want to say bare bones because that's not a good way to describe it. It's so simple in a good way. It's so normal that then you see API routes. Holy cow, that's more of an advanced feature. But it really is just an API route given of the same name. Enhanced API routes are backend JSON routes designed for seamless client-side progressive enhancement. API routes defined under App API allow for file-based naming routing conventions as app.pages. So if you have something like /yo inside of your API, you can get that at the yo route for the API. And likewise, if you have a yo page, yo.html or a yo component, I believe. Let's see. How do you get progressively enhanced data form handling? Yeah, this is the stuff I need to spend some time in. Either way, you can progressively and easily get data directly into your application, or you can just have a quick post function essentially that just lives there. And because these things are end up just being functions, you can deploy to AWS or Begin or any of these other places.
Serverless function looks like the signature is exactly the same as a serverless function in any of these.
Or you could deploy it to Fastify if you want just a single node app for it all. So that is enhanced J, or are they calling it enhanced JS? It just says enhanced. I called it enhanced JS. I think it's just Enhance. Enhance is, again, it's an HTML framework that provides SSR. It provides an easier interface for authoring components, and it provides a lot of the structures that you would need for a better kind of routing system as well as server-side routes in general.
It seems like the other thing was CSS. Because it's web components, you just use regular CSS. And if you want to scope CSS to that component, you use the :host selector, and that will only scope that to the shadow DOM of that web component.
Yeah. Really neat, huh?
Beauty. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I wonder what the like pros and cons versus Astro, because Astro is in the same space as this, I think, by just looking at it, where it's a HTML framework. I guess Astro allows you to use JSX, whereas this
and
is
Svelte
just
and React.
Yeah. Yeah. But same kind of area.
I would say that Enhance is more HTML forward, less magic forward, and yeah. Astro is more magic forward, more JavaScript forward, even though at the end of the day, both results are trying to get something that is output where it's fast for the browser without having to load up a ton of code on every route.
I think also if you miss the ease of making a PHP file and just creating files and being able to create reusable functions that are just available everywhere to you magically.
And data just seems, shows up for those.
Yeah, exactly.
Data from
I think
the
that
server,
this
yeah.
is like we did an entire show about how we all keep going back to PHP. And this is yet another example.
I got to tell you, Wes, I'm currently doing some just database calling directly from my Svelte server side routes now. Cause there's like a .server.ts file in your routes. I'm just doing straight data loading straight from the database in my server.ts, loading it up on the page. No APIs, no GraphQL, nothing. And I'm just like, just yeah, this raw. Is, this makes me feel, this rules. Yeah. Feels nice and easy.
Beautiful. All right. Well, that's really exciting to see this type of thing. Maybe we need to do another show on the standard web. Cause between some Astro stuff, this stuff, a lot of the Remix stuff. Let's make a show note for that right now. Is like,
yeah,
use the web or use the platform. That's what everyone always says,
use
right?
Use the platform. Yeah,
use the platform. The platform, like, the what platform, does that the mean? Platform. And we'll go through all the like, how do you do forms and how do you do data? And we'll I think that's a good episode. But this is really exciting. So
yeah, and we need to get some web folks on our web component folks onto our supper club. I know we have a few people in mind who we recently chatted with. So we'll get some web component folks on too.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. We will catch you on Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace.
Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.